This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, all throughout the week, we have gone through the best and the worst individual and round-by-round selections in the history of the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to the draft. Now, I wanted to throw it over and say, what about the best class in Dallas Cowboys draft history?
I love this, dude. I love it, man. Because they've had some very successful drafts. I mean, if you get a franchise quarterback and a rookie of the year candidate running back,
yeah,
like in the same draft, that's a pretty damn good draft.
So I was going to throw that out there for 2016, Zeke, Jalen Smith, Malik Collins, Dak Prescott, Anthony Brown. Does that do anything for you? There are some really loaded draft classes in this franchise's history.
People hate Dak. They hate Zeke. That's fine. That year.
Oh, my God. That team was awesome.
That was a special team.
Can I tell you this? Like, I know things have changed in the subsequent 8 to 9 years. And like Corey just said, kind of soured on it. I thought in 2016, I really thought that we were putting the NFL on notice. And like, even though the Cowboys lost, I thought like with Zeke and Dak, they were a force to be reckoned with going forward.
Yeah. And then the next year they got Taco.
Yeah.
So things didn't quite go. So that one was a very good draft. I think 2020 was a pretty dadgum good draft with your first top two. But Kevin, there have been other drafts where the Cowboys have delivered more than just two players.
Exactly. Now, let me throw out. This one is kind of headed up by two players, but these are two heck of a players. 1977, Tony Hill and Tony Dorsett were part of your class. I know you love some Tony Dorsett.
So and
I
Tony wanted... Hill.
Exactly.
We love Tony Hill, dude.
Now, Let's start amping it up. We got some big time draft classes here. 1991, you had the top overall pick, Russell Maryland. You also got Alvin Harper, Dixon Edwards, Godfrey Miles, Eric Williams, Leon Lett, and Larry Brown.
Look how many misses there were in that draft, though. You know, like there were, you had how many, 12? No. How many different picks do you have in that? It looks like 30 picks. You had a ton of picks in this draft. You still had misses, but you did deliver with Maryland, Harper, Dixon Edwards, Miles, Eric Williams. Like you just named
Leon Lett, Larry Brown.
Yeah, Leon Lett that late and Larry Brown in the 12th round. You delivered with that because you had a lot of darts. You had as many as you needed in order to build a team. And so, and that's another thing too. You got that many picks, Kevin, and your scouting department is salivating at the draft whenever they're so excited about work on those days.
Now I'm going to go a little further back. 1975. So that group had 12 players, hence the Dirty Dozen. that were active and were part of the Cowboys that made it to that Super Bowl. They didn't lose that Super Bowl, but they were part of the team that made it to the Super Bowl. Thomas Henderson, Pat Donovan, and Herbert Scott, but it was led by number two overall pick, the manster, Randy White, who made it into the Hall of Fame in 1994.
That's pretty impressive right there. To have Randy White on the ledger is pretty smart.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you want to go back a little bit more modern?
I was looking at the Michael Irvin draft.
Ooh, hold that thought. Okay. We're going to get, go ahead and tell me Michael Irvin draft.
That's a little top heavy with the first two picks and Michael Irvin and Ken Norton Jr.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody appreciates Ken Norton Jr. as much as they should. I know I do. And if you talk to Mickey will tell you about a time that his bicep did the Dean Palmer and rolled up and they tape it back so I can finish the game. But I think that's a pretty significant draft for the timing purpose of that set off the next, you know, the next era of what the Cowboys were going to be.
Okay, let me ask you 88 versus 89 then.
Okay.
So 89 had, of course, Aikman, Moose, Stepnoski.
Oh, you also had Chad Hennings in 88.
Oh, that is a good pick. So you want 88 or 89? 89 had Aikman, Moose, Stepnoski, and Tony Tolbert.
I'll put 89 as the one.
Okay.
That definitely, those are two guys, one Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy that we all think like in our hearts should be in the Hall of Fame in Darryl Johnston. Sure. And then Tony Tolbert, who again, I said this yesterday, you couldn't have done what you did without him. That's just guys on that team have told me that. So.
Yeah. Now let's go more modern.
Ken Norton Jr. was not in Fight Club. Fight Club.
Is that
I think it was Edward Norton.
Oh, I was like, is that a theory going around that I
no,
don't know?
No, it was the Edward Norton
okay.
was the actor.
Understood. 2005. DeMarcus Ware, Marcus Spears, Kevin Burnett, Marion Barber, Chris Canty, Jay Ratliff. That is a heck of a deep class right there.
It absolutely is. And it's unfortunate that they didn't live up. Like that, Fair. The teams didn't live up because that was a talented bunch. And a lot of those guys, I mean, Chris Canty went on to win a Super Bowl with somebody else. DeMarcus Ware went on to win a Super Bowl with somebody else. That team was, I mean, Kevin Burnett was a stud out of Tennessee. Injuries were a problem, and they've continued to do that. But like that dude was a stud with some speed. That was a really good draft. I like that one.
Now
that was the first year, Kevin, I believe I started working at the Cowboys website.
Oh, okay.
I think that was because I remember like being talking to Kevin Burnett and getting conversations with him.
From the 817, the Lamb Diggs draft was the best. From the 817, the best draft was the one they got Troy. From the 214, give me the Randy White draft. Okay, I hear you all. But save the best for last. And I will argue, one of the greatest draft classes in the history of NFL football.
Really?
You can judge for yourself if you think that's hyperbole or not. I take you to 1964. You knew it had to be an old one. In 1964, the Dallas Cowboys drafted Mel Renfro and Bullet Bob Hayes and Roger Staubach all in the same draft.
Jeez, dude.
So
wow,
look, I know that's incredible. And again, we talked about this yesterday. I realized that Staubach wouldn't come around for 4 or 5 years, but he's Captain America. A lot of people believe he's the greatest player in the history of the Cowboys. Bullet Bob Hayes changed the game with his speed. And then Mel Renfro, he made the Pro Bowl in his first 10 years in the league.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
It's got to be that one, right?
I like that one a lot. I will pitch 2014, Kevin.
Okay.
Two Super Bowl champions in the 2014 draft. Zach Martin, ooh, DeMarcus Lawrence, Anthony Hitchens, and Terrence Mitchell. Anthony Hitchens and Terrence Mitchell.
Is Terrence Mitchell the guy who didn't want to tackle?
Both won Super Bowls with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
But they are Super Bowl champions, and the Cowboys drafted them.
Who's the?
And you say Zach Martin might be the greatest player of all time.
I think you could make an argument that Zach Martin is the greatest Dallas Cowboys player of all time. I'm not saying he is.
You still think it's like him and Larry Allen in that conversation?
Probably.
And they play the same spot. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
And like, if you like, I remember when we did this like on the fan like 10 years ago, he had like all time ranking of the Cowboys.
That was awesome.
And I think the triplets went 1, 2, 3. And quite frankly, I think that's absurd.
You're absurd.
I think Larry Allen not being in the top three is absurd. Like, I think Larry Allen is better at what he did than Aikman and Michael Irvin.
Yeah, and those guys, they don't get the credit they deserve. Like, that's just just the way it is.
And I don't mean that as a knock against those two. They're all like worthy Hall of Famers, but I think Larry Allen is that next level above, along with Bob Lilly, along with maybe Emmett, and now maybe Zach Martin. But the 1964 class of Staubach, Renfro, and Bullet Bob Hayes is truly unfrickin' believable.
I really, honestly, Kevin, I thought the Micah Parsons draft was going to be special.
Yeah.
Because Micah Parsons turned into a special player.
Sure.
We had our questions about Kelvin Joseph. Everybody did coming Boss out of the draft. We already had. Yeah, we all had. But what we were seeing and what we were told was the dude can play and has some toughness about him. We learned that that's true. But I was excited about Osa. I was excited about Jabril Cox. I was excited about Jabril Cox. Simi Fehoko and Quentin Bohanna, because you know me, I still wanted big size in the middle of the defensive line, and Quentin Bohanna was that. So I was really excited about that. What you eventually got was Micah Parsons, Osa, Golston, who they moved on from, and Mukwamu. Like that ultimately became the group out of that draft, and it wasn't as good as Micah is. The rest of it isn't enough to carry. That being said, Osa did sign his second contract, and not for no reason.
Yeah, no, absolutely. From the 817, look up the Steelers 74 draft. That might be the best ever, but I like this. But that person likes the Steelers. Almost fell into that trap. I will go check that out. I have no doubt that the Steelers had some amazing drafts, but that is tremendous.
Somebody, I would do. What was that? 1964?
1974. 1964 for the Cowboys. 1974 for the Steelers.
All right, so let's go see the 1974 draftees. Lynn Swann, he good?
Overrated.
Jack Lambert.
Okay, he's pretty damn good.
John Stallworth.
Okay, he's pretty damn good.
Mike Webster.
Okay, he's pretty damn good.
So those are four Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Which I don't think Lynn Swann belonged in there before Drew Pearson.
I mean, but that's I get it. That's
for 5,000 yards receiving in his career.
I know it's different, but okay. I'll concede. That is
pretty damn good.
That doesn't even include
Charles Davis, Tommy Riemann, Rich Dreischel, Jim Wolf, Jimmy Allen. Like, those are some other names that stand out.
All right. You know, maybe 1964 Cowboys was the second best draft of all time. Now, speaking of drafts, I thought this was really fascinating. The Fox Sports expansion draft for the NFL. Now, this is saying that every team has the same pick that they have right now, but every player in the league is available to be drafted.
Okay.
All right. How would your top five shake out?
Top five players and drafting.
No team has any players now.
I mean, if it's drafting, they're drafting quarterbacks first.
Okay.
What would be your order? Mahomes is probably one.
Yep.
Josh Allen's probably two.
That's what Fox says.
Is Fox?
Fox. So it could be.
I feel like more conservative
answers. I got what you're
saying. Yeah, I want to say Lamar Jackson there, but I feel
that is correct.
And then is Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's four.
So I don't know where I land on five, but I feel like maybe Tyreek or Justin Jefferson worked their way into the conversation.
There is not a non-quarterback taken until pick 13.
Okay, so this is basically a rank the quarterbacks.
Kind of.
According to Fox and Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is number five. I have to admit, I'm a little surprised by that.
The hype train on Jaden Daniels this season is going to be off the charts.
And he deserves it, for sure.
He might not deserve the other things that come along with that, because the other side of it happens too. And that might happen to him this year. And then you're like, well, hold on. We thought this of you, CJ Stroud. Oh, we thought you were this. And then you're actually this. But he played very well last year.
So then from there it goes Herbert, Hurts, Stroud, Goff, and Jordan Love. So Jordan Love is number 10. And this is where some people might start to get bent out of shape. Baker Mayfield goes 11. Caleb Williams goes to 12, which interestingly would be the Dallas Cowboys pick. And it's not until 13 that you get the first non-quarterback drafted. Who's the first non-quarterback to go in the expansion draft? Feel free.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have your own guess, Alex.
Defense or offense?
Ooh, I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because it's not special teams, I'll tell you that.
That was my question to you guys off air yesterday was, you're building a team. Do you want to build it elite defense or offense? And everybody, a lot of people said defense. You said offense. And I went, and in my brain as I was driving home, I was like, and the Cowboys went special teams. They went with Brian Anger. And anyway, I can't decide between Jefferson and Barkley.
Steve DeBerg.
Okay. It's not Steve DeBerg.
I'll go. out of ideas after that. That is tough. I'd probably go Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson goes at pick 15.
Okay.
At 13, Myles Garrett. Now, here's where it gets kind of spicy and kind of interesting. So, Myles Garrett, 13, followed by Dak.
I'm sorry, what?
14. So, they have Dak as...
Dak's that low? Are you kidding me?
I mean, you knew that. I gave you all the other picks. They have him as the 13th best quarterback. But yeah, so it goes.
Yeah, move on.
Myles Garrett. Okay. It goes Myles Garrett, Dak, Justin Jefferson, Micah Parsons is at 16, Jamar Chase, Tristan Wirfs, Drake May, and CeeDee Lamb round out the top 20. Corey looks sad about something.
Well, we just had Brian Ray on.
Oh, no, is Robertson out?
He said some things to us. One of them was when I see certain guys on the ice. I just saw a post that said Miro Heiskanen and Nils Lundqvist are on the ice before practice in Frisco. And didn't he say on the ice in practice is whenever he'll get excited about that? So, but he's on the ice.
Okay.
So that's a positive thing right now. So we'll see the next step on that. We'll keep an eye out on the practice regimen of the Dallas Stars.
Regime. Okay. Yeah, I get it. So hopefully we're hoping.
That was a fun segment. I enjoyed that segment, dude. Good, I hope you did too.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, college players faking injuries, errant golfers, and either the Saints or the King of France. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out to me going to San Antonio today for me and my wife's 9-year anniversary. But also, they said, any recommendations?
The bedroom.
Oh, my gosh. That's true.
Hello, go.
From the 972. Can I get a shout out? I'm having a second baby girl. Congratulations to you. And from the 817, can I get a shout out? Shout out to the beginning of WrestleMania weekend. Yeet. Oh, yeah. And happy Easter.
Yeet.
Mid-card Jey Uso.
All right.
Oh, we don't like him?
I'm just saying he's main event Jey Uso, and he won the Royal Rumble. And let's check in with Alec real quick. Hey, is he in the main event of WrestleMania?
No, he's not.
So, feels like a little bit of a misnomer, does it not?
I don't know.
All right. Forgiveness Friday. Does the WWE need to ask for forgiveness for not putting, quote unquote, main event Jey Uso in the main event of WrestleMania? Or do they need to ask for forgiveness for putting him in that match at all? Ticket sales and prices would say yes. Now,
I don't know how wrestling works when it comes to that. Like, I don't know the power rankings right now.
Oh, look. And for some people, it's probably high. Jey Uso spamming us to death with super kicks in his matches and his exactly the same promos with one word are, he's pretty low in my power rankings. If you wanted to have him maybe win the Intercontinental belt like before, I could be okay with that.
I don't mind it. Like, I fully understand all
of your... notice the lack of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
I'm not as high on him as I used to be, but
I
mean, it kind of like you said, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been dragged on a little bit too long. Whereas with like Sami Zayn, where they had the whole angle where he went back after Gunther again, after he failed the first time,
yes,
it felt a little bit different because there was that mental warfare angle that they took with Sami where he's like, I'm not afraid of you anymore. I'm going to get in your head. And that's how he won. That made sense. This one, it just feels kind of rinse and repeat.
Yes.
Now,
sure.
I think Gunther's going to make him look fantastic. You know, because Gunther is fantastic.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm glad it's opening, though. I'm glad it's opening the show.
Now, is it the New Orleans Saints or perhaps even the King of France that needs to ask for forgiveness? Are you familiar?
Is there a King of France still? Like, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm doing the Bob Dabalina thing all over again. Didn't they get rid of empirical stuff years ago, like whenever the England was trying to take them over?
No. That, well, elements of that are correct.
And then they were like, hey, we want to be represented by an ambassador or something.
The last French king, I do believe, was Louis the 16th, who was married to, you remember, do you remember? You want to say Kirsten Dunst, don't you?
Queen Elizabeth.
Marie Antoinette.
Oh, she lost her head.
Let them eat cake.
Mm-hmm.
So
they chopped her head off for
that. Good call. Now, this person filed a lawsuit against the New Orleans Saints saying the fleur de lis, which is the, you know, kind of a spiky clover looking thing on their helmet,
mm-hmm,
is how I'm going to describe it. And this person said they were a direct descendant of the King of France.
But which one? The last one, the one who lost his wife?
It didn't specify in the lawsuit, and that's a shaky point. In the lawsuit, it said direct descendant of, excuse me, kings of France.
Okay, so multiple kings.
Yeah, so
were in
he
that
said
room.
He's part of the, you know, Marie Antoinette, Henry, Louis line, and all of that. And he said that belongs to France and the French monarchy, which doesn't really exist anymore.
Nope.
Hence, the saints should have been paying, ironically enough, royalties to this fella for all of these years.
So should the whole city of New Orleans, then.
That is a good point.
Because, Kevin, I don't know if you noticed while you were making your way around town, like Vanessa Carlton, they're everywhere.
The right.
Florida, and it's not just New Orleans Saint type stuff. Look at the structures. Look at the, you know, every balcony has metal bars. They have those black metal bars. There's fleur-de-lis on every single one of them. They line the streets of New Orleans. So he's really trying to take a shot at the whole city now because they can't just put those up on the bars.
Well,
but that's because, Kevin, New Orleans was one of the first main ports for whenever they were bringing in, you know, frankincense and myrrh or whatever, like all the spices. It was one of
Shout
the first
Jesus
it was one of the first main ports, and it's the oldest. And so people would come in there, and France and Spain would come into New Orleans, and that was where a lot of the culture came from.
Now, I don't know if they use the exact same logic, but the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit agreed with you, Corey. And they ruled against Michael Messier, which obviously that does count, kind of sound like a French name.
Yeah.
And they said nonsense.
They were like, look, Mark's the better one.
So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Saints win. That guy who's allegedly a descendant of kings of France, he lost.
This reminds me of a story.
Does it?
When I was working at, it was called Pueblo Arriba off McKinney Avenue. It's now called Blackfriar Pub. I went to the kitchen. And it was, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning and we're still open partying. And I went back to the kitchen and there was a guy back there and he was running his hand over the burner flame on the oven or on the stovetop. And I said, hey, man, you're not supposed to be back here. And that's when he started rambling about being a descendant of the kings of Rome and how he was invincible. And then he tried to jump down our stairwell. And which moment oh, I yeah. grabbed him by the belt in the back and pulled him and then got him in a headlock because he started trying to fight me. And then I was like, go get 6'9", because 6'9" was our, no, he was our bouncer because he was actually 6'9", inches tall. Like,
oh,
he was
okay.
huge. And he came and took care of that guy for me. But again, he thought he was a descendant of the kings of Rome.
And it's a shame because I'm sure there's actually some legitimate descendants out there. But if you just walked into a bar and said, I'm a descendant of the king of Spain.
I can play with your kitchen
yeah,
all night.
Like, I would think that person was super drunk.
Yes. And Kevin, I think they were. And they may have gotten a pill dropped in their drink, too. I'm just thinking.
Oh,
not
no.
Not everybody acts like that when they're drunk, dude. That was a weird thing.
Okay, well.
You know who you are.
Anybody who ever drops a pill in another person's drink also needs to ask that for person. Forgiveness from jail. All right. Let's go from that to Billy Horschel.
Of course. Billy Horschel Walker.
Now, don't get me confused. This is not a standalone golf segment. So this will not be part of what in the putt.
Okay.
Oh. It is part of Forgiveness Friday. Did you see Billy Horschel yesterday murder, death, kill somebody's leg with a tee shot?
No.
So this person looked like they immediately had like a hematoma on the side of their leg, kind of neat, like on the side of the calf. And Horschel went to go sign it, but also it looks like he circled the hematoma and wrote needs to go to the doctor. At least I think that's what he wrote. I've looked at it sideways a couple of different times. So I think it said something to the effect of, I told you, right?
That looks bad, man.
And the fact that it popped up straight away. And so he signed it and wrote, I think, needs to go to a doctor. Kind of like near that lady's shin over on the side of her calf, dude, kind of in that in-between region.
It looks gross. That looks really nasty.
Does he need to ask for forgiveness, or did the fact that he gave her medical advice and autographed her leg make amends?
I'm pretty sure it's on the back of the ticket stub that they're not responsible for any. Because Avery asked me that over the weekend while we were watching the Masters. He's like, what if you drill somebody from the fairway and your ball hits them? And I was like, It's part of the price for admission, man. You're the lucky one. You got hit. You got a story to tell now.
Do you think they would have more legal standing than the guy who tried to sue the Saints? Like, if this lady said, I sue the PGA for damage to my leg, would she have a better shot at winning than that one guy?
I think so.
Okay.
But still, because of what's on the back of the ticket stub, I think that there's physical evidence also.
From the 972, hey, can I get a shout out to everybody holding down multiple jobs?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That been
is,
there.
That is something when we started this show on the weekend, both of us had
absolutely.
Multiple jobs. All right, let's go to West Virginia. 36 players from West Virginia football entered the transfer portal on Wednesday, which was the first day you could go into the transfer portal for college football. Now, 12 of those were walk-ons, but I'm a fan of Texas A&M football and has have been the leading team many, many times of having the most players in the transfer portal. 36 does seem like a lot.
Yeah. The number seems to double every year.
Right.
Not just on day one, but just in general, it seems to double every year. And now with the NIL money being as involved as it is, because guys can go make deals while they're in school and start getting that deal ready or have somebody making those deals for them, there's going to be a lot more. So that number, Kevin, 36, you said?
Yep.
I think it's going to be up in the 300-400s. Was it 300 or 400 or 292? Or was it even more than that?
I don't know the total number. Really don't.
All right, I'll find that.
But it feels like it probably will surpass that. Now, let's stick with the NCAA. The NCAA also approved a rule change to combat players who faked injuries. And they said you will now start being hit with a 5-yard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hard delay of game penalty. And one more I wanted to throw out there. Kendrick Perkins. Now, this is something totally different than usual.
21-22, 1946. 22-23, 2303. 24, 20, 23, 24, 27, 2,707 transfers among FBS scholarship transfers.
Mm. Wow. That is a lot. Now, Kendrick Perkins talked about how he just sent in his awards ballot for this year for the NBA awards. That makes sense. A lot of people know who he is. He's a prominent NBA figure. But last year, he told everybody that he was not voting for the NBA awards anymore. No, this was not the MVP controversy year. It was that he talked himself into voting for Rudy Gobert for Defensive Player of the Year. And then he was mad at himself after the fact because he was going to go with something different. And he was like, I talked myself into it. I got mad at myself. So I'm done voting with the awards.
Done.
Done.
Get out of here.
But then the very next time, it was time to vote for the awards. He voted for the awards.
You know, he couldn't give that up. They wouldn't let him, I'm betting. They were like, look, we gave you this privilege. You have to continue to do it. Otherwise, we're taking away that nifty pin that we gave you last time.
Do you think he should have gone like coach's poll and just had an assistant fill it out or whatever?
That's not actually not a bad approach to it. Just send out on Twitter, who do you think deserves it? And then vote that way. You know, like just be like, I took it out of my hands, and if they want to take the voters away from me or the vote away from me, they absolutely can.
Now, are you familiar with the band The New Pornographers?
I think so.
So this headline is just like, I mean, come on. So The New Pornographers drummer has been arrested on charges of child pornography.
Okay, never mind.
It feels like you can't be that shocked, right?
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is Cam Ward a franchise quarterback? Next on The Fan.
Ward seemingly always at the ready. Look at him extending the play and now downfield. Touchdown. That is how Cam Ward does it.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 903. Shout-out to my cat, Einstein. He passed away this week. He was a good cat. Sorry for your loss. Obviously, a lot of folks can empathize with that, how tough it is when you lose a pet. And from the 469. Can y'all send a shout out to my pops? It's his birthday today, the big 50. Tolo name, Sergio. I think Sergio is the one wishing the happy birthday to the pops. But if I'm wrong and it's the pops that turns 50 and his name is Sergio, either way, happy birthday. Thank you very much for rocking with us.
Sergio's a dope ass name. I've always thought
I could see that.
I had a friend named Sergio. He was always cool.
Is it because of John Hamm? And that Saturday Night Live going, Sergio.
No. I just say my friend Sergio in elementary school was cool.
Okay.
And so I've just assumed every other Sergio out there is awesome.
You know what? Real quick, 877-881-1053. What is the single coolest name? Just go ahead and feel free to send in your opinions. We'll see if we come to a consensus. Now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
That was a good one. I like it. All right, let's start with this. Do you guys believe that Cam Ward is a franchise quarterback? And the reason why I wanted to ask that is we've spent so much time talking about like where Shador is going to go now, Jackson Dart and Shuck and Milroe, because for a while it's been clear that Cam Ward was going to be the number one pick. You go into a franchise that obviously needs a quarterback, but I guess there hasn't been as much discussion, at least among our show. Do you think that Cam Ward can and will be a franchise quarterback?
He will be the franchise quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. Yes, because he will be the number one overall pick for the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, but Ryan Tannehill, right. Will Levis.
I don't know exactly where he's going to land on the list of the redraft, like you put it out earlier, where, you know, the top five were guys that you're like, yes, those are legitimate star quarterbacks in the league. Nobody thought Jalen Hurts was going to be a franchise quarterback.
Fair.
And here he is. So,
because you'd say he is, right?
Especially since they've decided this is how we use Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
They don't use Jalen Hurts like Patrick Mahomes. They don't use, you know, Jalen Hurts is used differently than other quarterbacks. They have a better team. And so, yeah, I don't know exactly how the Titans are going to end up using Cam Ward, but he has the abilities to be a franchise quarterback. I think that. And I think he has the confidence. Hearing him talk and the things that he says about himself, he's confident, dude, without, in my mind, being cocky and arrogant. And that's something that I really like about him. So am I saying he's going to run out there and be better than Mahomes? No. But I do think he's going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL, and they're going to be happy they took him.
Now, there's some votes for best name.
Kyle Yeomans.
He'll join us next Wednesday, by the way.
Mateo, Magnus, Jesus. That's a great point.
Or Jesus.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That is Good Friday bias.
Yeah.
That I worked in there.
It's okay. Jesus is a good name.
Yeah, absolutely. Thaddeus is the coolest name.
What are we doing here?
Now, this one's interesting. From the 940. Can I get a shout out from my wife? Today is our anniversary. We've been together for 10 years. Happy anniversary, Yolanda. Now, that is not the same name, but it is somewhat similar to Belinda, who was one of the four stars of yesterday's discussion about infidelity and minding your own business and whatnot. From the 214, coolest name ever is Carl. 469, Steve. The 817, The Rock.
Mm-hmm. That's not a name.
True.
That's a word. It's a noun.
You don't think anybody in the world
is named The Rock?
Like, actually named The Rock?
No. No.
I don't know. Like, there's a lot the Rock, of people in the world.
Even The Rock's name is Dwayne.
That's true.
So, no.
Okay.
I did like the person, though, that texted in and said their name is Corey, and since Corey's name is Corey, they think Corey is the coolest name.
As long as you spell it the same.
They spelled it like me, so I appreciate that.
Schism between people. From the 940, my son's name is Stone. That's the coolest name.
That is a pretty dope-ass name.
So close.
Yeah.
To
Archer's a cool name.
To Rock.
Archer is a cool name.
Archer is. Except, like, if it was the reporter and his name was Archer.
That'd be a little off.
Instead of Todd Archer.
Todd Archer's a good name, though.
Yeah.
That's a strong reporter name.
Absolutely.
Right there.
It is. All right, I want to run through what the scouts think is going to happen.
Oh, Rock Hudson, dadgummit.
Yes.
What was his real name?
I think, was that not his real name?
Is he dead?
I'm pretty sure he is dead.
So Rock Hudson, who is dead, so nobody out there is named Rock. His name was Roy Harold Scherer.
Oh, okay.
So Hudson wasn't even his last name.
He was a movie star.
It's true. Yeah, movie names don't count.
Peerless Price.
That's a dope
from
name.
From the 203. That is a cool name. Gunther, man.
No.
Gunther is a cool name.
Unless your name is Gunther.
Yeah.
But I'm
like, if you just saw somebody and you're like, this is Jimmy and this is Gunther. Like, I realize, but let's say they looked exactly the same. Wouldn't you say, all right, if I have to fight somebody, I'm going to fight Jimmy.
But you're not going to fight Jim.
I agree.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, it's just Jimmy versus Gunther, especially if they call him like Big Jim.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh my God. That guy can pick up a tractor and drop it on your head. That's a fact.
In his overalls.
All right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Without a shirt on underneath.
For sure.
And a red cap.
For sure. Man, We did family pictures over the weekend.
I mean, I was, never mind. I'm envisioning something from Letterkenny, so never mind.
We did family pictures over the weekend, and we were like out on the farm, and we pulled up, and there was this kid running around with no shirt on and a blonde mullet. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I expected.
Yep.
And his name is Ransom.
No way.
Yes. Yes. I double checked that because I thought maybe it was Branson or I heard it wrong. And I was like, Ransom as in like the thing you might do to Mel Gibson's kid in that movie or whatever.
I hope that that dude becomes a radio person or a writer and he has Ransom Note as his column.
I'm going to tell you this. He is absolutely looking like he's on pace to be the best damn rock DJ you've ever seen in your life.
I like it.
He has potential.
Okay.
He was super nice too, and the kids loved him and everything like that. All right, for the scouts, how did the scouts see the top of the draft playing out? Well, they think it's going to happen pretty much exactly as the betting odds.
Okay.
They got Cam Ward going number one, Travis Hunter number two, Abdul Carter number three, Will Campbell four, Mason Graham five. So every single one of those, at least as of yesterday, those were the betting favorite players to be in that position.
Okay. I mean, that hasn't that kind of squared away most of the things? I mean, if you were paying attention to draft 101 last night.
Yeah. If you were lucky enough to get a seat.
Yeah. Not everybody was. Somebody just texted in and said, LMAO, I know that kid.
Okay. And you know what? Is he awesome? He seemed awesome. That's the first time I ever met him. And his family was super duper nice. I just realized, though, I also have family members that listen to this show. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that's good. One of Jess's best friends will never listen to this show because the only time she ever tuned in, we were talking about how we all went to the lake and they kept trying to water ski. And my exact quote was, man, that afternoon was kind of a beating because none of them knew how to do it. And so it'd be like, start the boat. Oh, they're down. Hold on. Circle the boat back around. And we did that like 50 million times. And so she's like, I'm not listening to your show because the only time I ever heard it was you saying that we're a beating. And I was like, to be fair, that activity was a beating. Yeah, not just y'all.
Just the activity, not you.
Now, number six. Alec, I feel like you have been in support of this. Ashton Jeanty going number six to the Raiders.
I hate everything about it. It just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And the Raiders don't do things that make sense, except for when they actually get competent leadership in their front office like they have now. And I hate that because they still have quality assets to go get quality players. Yeah. And it's going to happen. And it's going to make me really sad because that's a perfect marriage right there.
Now, it only goes to the top 10, so we don't have the Cowboys pick in there, but I'm going to throw it out there. I don't think this will stand. Do you realize we still have all 32 teams have their first round picks?
Yes.
Like we talked about it. We were already to a point where it was unprecedented. Now we're just 6 days away from the draft and it's still in place.
Do you think it's going to stay that way?
Okay.
Or do you think people are going to be jumping up and down on this thing?
I really don't. I like what you said for other people, not me.
Yeah, I do feel like there's going to be some trading on draft day.
You know what?
And Steven, you know, kind of intimated that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. No, he did. I'm just curious if we're going to get to the spot where, like we talked about, some people view prospects 10 through 40 as the same.
Yes.
Like, so I don't know, but it is wild to me to think about the fact that they're still all with their original team. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter, popular food opinion.
Mm.
Give us a sports opinion, and then what popular food have you never tried? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.